Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Finley, 1067 The Fan. It is high noon in the District of Columbia, and I am, I have no idea, 100 miles south in Richmond, Virginia. Probably 300 miles north of me is our guy, Barstool Nate. And Eric, we were texting last night. How you doing today, buddy?
Hey, today's one of the worst days ever. How are you?
Bad.
Yeah.
It's bad. So where do you want to start?
The Caps, I guess. The Wizards, the Nats.
Let's start with the Caps. You are always upbeat throughout the season. You have just always believed that the organization was like, it is a really well-run organization, and they are the top seed in the East, and there is nothing that prevents them from coming back in these remaining three games. But it sure feels like they have met their kryptonite, and that specifically here, Carolina's a better team.
Yeah, so as someone who watched, 99.2% of every minute of every game during the regular season for the Caps, I thought this team was special. Or I'll talk in present tense. I think this team is special. There's a reason this team is the one seed in the East. There's a reason I think that the Caps organization and front office is the best, if not, one of the best in all of sports. The acquisitions over the offseason, the trade at the trade deadline for Bevilier, getting Coach Carbs up to the NHL level through the system, just a homegrown coach. He's going to win Coach of the Year. This team, top to bottom, everywhere you look, is great. Carolina is doing things that I've never seen on a rink. They are just suffocating the Caps, and I tweeted last night, sometimes it looks like the Canes are playing 6-on-5 out there. They'll have three guys back in their own zone and three guys up, they'll get possession, already have three guys ahead of the red line. It's crazy to watch such a good Caps team get outworked, outmatched, outskated. It's not even saying, like, I'm not mad at the Caps. I'm frustrated watching the game. But it's credit to Carolina. I think they're so well coached. They're always in position. They give 150% effort on every shift. And they're just sticking it to our guys. And you just have to tip your cap.
Do you think it's one of those things they're just a better team? And, like, regardless of what the Capitals were doing, they just didn't have a shot in the series the way that they've been playing?
No,
or is it
I don't
the
think
styles
that.
Or something like that?
I think the Caps have gotten good looks that they haven't finished. And I think Carolina is taking advantage of their opportunities. It's not a fluke to be the one seed in the East and have locked up the playoffs, very early in the season and all of that. I don't think the Caps are a fluky team. I don't think Carolina is, quote unquote, a better team. I think Carolina matches up extremely well with the Caps. I said from the jump, the only team in the playoffs that I was worried about was the Carolina Hurricanes. I think we would beat Toronto. I think we would beat Florida. Getting past Carolina, I knew was going to be difficult. I didn't think it would be this difficult because I thought, you know, Tom Wilson, Dylan Strome, Ovi, you know, just John Carlson, all these guys who are gamers and have done this before and they know what they're going up against, they're kind of just getting neutralized, and it sucks to watch. It just it's like breaking my heart. And you could see in their body language last night, the Caps are frustrated too. The players are very frustrated because they know how good they are, and they just can't get the motor going. They just can't get it started.
What do you think happens Thursday night?
I will be in attendance. I will be there, and I will will the Caps to victory. I will do everything I can and more to bring home one more win for the Washington Capitals, at least one more win. And I don't want to doom and gloom like the series is over. Teams have come back from down 3-1 before. It's not, you know, it's not crazy to think that the number one seed in the East can string together a few wins and win this series. It's just after last night's game, you kind of just watch like, dang, like this is tough. This is just tough.
What'd you make of LT last night?
I think he's great. I think LT is the reason we're here. People want to say that, you know, maybe one bad goal or whatever, but there is more to that bad goal than just LT. There was a lack of defense. There's a lack of pressure entering the zone. It's giving Carolina way too much space and way too much opportunity. I think anybody who has a problem with LT has a problem with hockey in general. You don't know what you're talking about. To use the most easy cliche, he has stood on his head and more all season and all postseason. I have nothing but good things to say about LT. He has been the MVP of the playoffs for the Caps, bar none.
Totally. If the complaints are about LT, you're completely missing like the bigger picture, I would say.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
there's so much happening here that if you're just complaining about LT, it's just kind of asinine.
I kind of feel bad like throwing one player under the bus because of how great this team was all season. There is one player that I've been taking frustrations out on. I won't even say it on there. His name's Lars Eller, and I kind of feel bad about it.
You've been saying it nonstop on Twitter.
Yeah, he's just, I mean, Coach Carbs is a loyal guy. He danced with who brought you, you know? Lars Eller has been the obvious weak link. He has sunk the entire third line. I think Ryan Leonard is just getting a bad shake because he doesn't have a center that's doing a single positive thing on offense to help him in his offensive game. But I trust Coach Carbs so much. It's like he must see something that nobody else is seeing. So I'm trying not to just like bury Lars Eller at every given moment. But if you're a diehard like me and you're watching these games and you're wondering what's going on and why Lars Eller is still in there, I don't know either, brother. But I and coach I trust, I guess.
All right, should we switch? You ready for the old switcheroo?
Love it.
Talking with our friend Barstool Nate here on the Rude Guest Hotline. You can follow all of Nate's work at Barstool Nate or at Barstool Sports. The Wizards.
Yeah.
The Wizards have long been kind of the least exciting or at least like championship caliber organization in our fair city. Actually, that's not even fair. The farthest from a championship caliber organization was the Redskins for all of Dan Snyder's tenure.
Mm-hmm.
Now it just has been flipped upside down in a microwave because of Jaden Daniels and Josh Harris and Adam Peters and Dan Quinn. But with the Wiz, I think there was real excitement last night. You got a real prospect at Cooper Flagg. I mean, you and I are on the text thread with PFT. He's live at the draft lottery, which was just absurd. And then their name gets called for the sixth pick. And it was just like, what the actual bleep? What do you make of it, dude? Just what a disappointment.
It's honestly depressing. Washington, D.C. deserves a winning basketball team. Washington, D.C. is dying for a good basketball team. I love the NBA. I watch so much NBA, and I can never really, like, talk about it. We lost 64 games this season. And you know, there is a lottery. We understand it, blah, blah, blah. The lowest we could have picked was six. And just to get the sixth pick, it's just so demoralizing. It's like, why can't this cursed franchise get anything? Why can't – I mean, we get John Wall and have a couple good seasons, and, you know, he tears his whatever 9 different times, and he claims he slipped in the shower when clearly nefarious stuff was going on. Brad Beal stopped caring about basketball 3 days into his career. And just, you know, I mean, I like Brad Beal, but he didn't care if he won a championship or not. He cared about getting $500 million.
Once he got that quarter of $1 billion contract, yeah. I think things changed. But early on, he cared.
Maybe. But he's so funny in Phoenix, by the way. Everybody wants him out. He's like, I'm so happy in the sunshine, riding the bench, playing 14 minutes a game, making $2 billion a year. So good for Brad Beal. But this franchise deserves something. And we can talk, is the NBA lottery rigged? Probably. But, I mean, why are they rigging it against us? We need something for this poor Wizards team. And they have such a good young core, and Cooper Flagg was just supposed to put us over the top, and just now we have the 6th pick, and who knows, who cares? It's just more doom and gloom for our poor Wiz.
Yeah, I mean, I wanted to dive deeper on that because we had John Hollinger on earlier, and of course he's going to give the more correct answer of – you know, politically correct answer to saying it's not rigged, and he obviously has had the inner working, so I understand his answer there, but you just look at all the coincidences, or, you know, quote-unquote coincidences, where Dallas does this, and then they get Cooper Flagg, and you just go all throughout history. I mean, regardless of whether it is or isn't, they don't do themselves any favors by how this thing goes on, and then 1.8% chance, and they pick first, and the Wizards had a 14% chance, and they're picking 6th. It's just absurd.
If we lost a billion games over the last 2 years to get Con Canupel, like, it's just like, what are we even doing at this point? Like, just blow up the NBA and start over again. It's so frustrating. I just know how many people in D.C. love basketball and just are dying for something good to happen to this franchise. And then, we do the whole tank thing and bring in the right GM and this and that and have the young core, and we're just dying to get Cooper Flagg, and they just hand it to Dallas. It's insane.
That's what's so weird to me is the fact that if you're going to gift it to someone, this place is a hoop place. Like, the DMV loves hoops, and I get that it's more high school, but it's because the professional landscape has been so bad.
The Wiz have had juice at various times. The Gill years, like, Wizards games had serious juice. And even the John Wall era, dude. Like, when things go right, or even, like, moderately right, like, oh, we're competing for the 5 seed. Hell yeah, I'm in. Like, there can be real excitement in that building. I have seen it. And I don't think it's rigged just because it's
wake up, JP. Wake up.
All right. But I also understand why it's so easy to think it's rigged. Like, it's just there are so many things that happen at such an outrageous.
You mean like Cleveland getting LeBron? Yeah, I'm sure that was coincidence.
But if you're the league, wouldn't you rather the Knicks get LeBron? Like, the problem is it. With conspiracy theories, you don't have to, like, really be able to hold water. Well, you just have to point something that's interesting and then pull the thread.
But even if it's not the conspiracy theories, it's the fact that the Wizards had a 50% chance after being the second worst team in the league last year, which I was totally on board with the way that they were going about it. They had a 50% chance of picking 5th or 6th. Like, why is that even possible? Or
that
why is that even such a high percentage, regardless of whether you think they're gifting Cooper Flagg to Dallas or not? That's
I
absurd.
I hate the structure of the new lottery. I'm with you.
If you truly want to talk why they would rig it against the Wizards if they did, it would be to say, hey, look, tanking doesn't work. Like, that would be their reason.
But
they
just,
go, it's just the Wizards. We can screw them over. Nobody will care.
But it's just so flawed because look at the teams that were there, right? The best chances were Charlotte, Utah, and Washington. And they say, well, tanking shouldn't be encouraged. And I understand the premise there, except for the fact, how were the Wizards then supposed to get a superstar in a superstar-driven league? Kevin Durant was probably the best opportunity they had to get a superstar here in free agency. He didn't want to come here. They're not trading for someone because you trade for a superstar, they only become available because they have baggage, whether they're old, whether they're injured, whether they're disgruntled. And so the best way to do it is through the draft, and then the NBA looks at you and says, screw you for trying to get a top pick.
Yep. No, it's a tough league. It's a tougher league. I don't know. I don't have the answers. I just know that JP needs to take the blinders off.
Perhaps I do, buddy. I think this is an upbeat thing to end on, and I don't know where you will land. But talking with our friend Barstool Nate here on the Rude Guest Hotline, you can follow him at Barstool Nate, and Rude makes the best HVAC products in the DMV.
Yep.
Nate Dogg, I think, you know, we've seen two official from the league announcements of Commanders games. Both are national audiences. One's a Saturday doubleheader. One is the international game in Madrid. How good does it feel, and how perhaps even odd does it feel, that the Caps sure look like they're headed to a rough playoff exit? The Wizards got screwed. Whether they got screwed by the league or they just got screwed by the gods, they got screwed. They were awful and land the sixth pick in a draft that, by and large, is at least two stars, maybe just one. How good does it feel to be able to turn that page and just be like, football season's only 4 months away, or whatever it is, and just know that, like, all of a sudden it appears there's a rock upon which DC sports fans can lean?
Did we lose him?
Nate Dogg. That was very – I thought I was lost.
I was going to say, like, it's not typical of Nate not to answer one of your questions.
Nate, are you there? Where'd you go?
You hung up on me.
Dog, I'm in a studio in Richmond, Virginia that I don't know how to press a single button. I hung up on no one.
Someone hung up on me. But to answer your question that I didn't hear, I am very on board with the Commanders going to Spain. I assume that was your question?
Well, yes. Go ahead and just talk about your excitement for the Spain, if you want.
No, so we're now the new Chiefs, where when you look up at the TV in primetime, it's always Pat Mahomes. You go, how many primetime games does this team have? That's going to be us now. It's Jaden everywhere, every day, every time. And it's as a fan of the team, I would prefer to have 1 p.m. Sunday across the board. You know, I don't want to go from I don't want to play Thursday nights. I don't want to play on Christmas. I don't want to play on Thanksgiving. I want the easiest possible schedule for travel, for practice schedule, for all of that. That being said, it is cool. You know, that's our guy. Jaden is leading this team around the country, around the world, primetime, bright lights. I know there's a lot of fans who love that, who go, like, finally, we got out of the basement, out of the dungeon. Now we're, you know, running around coin heaven like Mario, collecting all the coins, saying like that we're the best in the league. So I see both sides. I would prefer it to be somewhere in between, you know, give us a couple primetime games. But he's still only in his second year. This team is still rebuilding. There's a lot. You know, we went to the NFC Championship game, but I still think there's a lot for this team to improve on. So it makes me a little nervous that we're being – shoved into the spotlight so early in Jaden's career, but we know how mature he is. We know he can handle it, and we know how good he is. So that, you know, eases the nervousness a little bit. But I don't want 9 primetime games. I want like 3.
Well, you're gonna get more.
And I think you could even, like, if he had not done what he did in the playoffs, maybe you could feel that way of saying, you know, too much pressure. He went into Detroit in the divisional round and had no problems. So any of the worries about that, I think, have kind of been quelled by how well he did last year.
Yeah, for sure. He can definitely handle it. It's just playing all the primetime games, it has to weigh on them. You can't get in a good rhythm. We don't really know yet how many they're going to have and how many Thursday nights and Saturday nights and holidays and all of that. I just know, as a selfish fan, fewer the better. As someone who's excited to see us get the national spotlight and get out of the Snyder stink, I'm excited.
Dude, they're going to have barely any Sunday 1 o'clock. You gotta embrace the bold new world with which we live in. Nate, thank you, buddy. Maybe we'll see you later in the week. I got to text you about all that.
All right, I'll see you guys.
That's our boy, Mr. Barstool Nate, a usually upbeat dude. Even if it requires him lying to himself, it appears the dog is no longer lying to himself. We are going to open these phone lines up at 1 o'clock. Nobody
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Go anywhere. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. I am very excited. We kind of just got off and running all day, so didn't really get to alert people to our whereabouts and our situations. Did radio Monday. No, Sunday was Mother's Day. Sunday I was home. I drove to Raleigh Sunday night. I did radio from Raleigh yesterday in advance of the Caps' loss last night. And today to try to split the drive up, I drove to Richmond in the morning, and I'm going to drive home this afternoon. B. Mitch on his way to Seattle, Toby sitting in. So there's a lot of moving parts today, and last night was one of the worst nights at DC Sports in a long time. But I'm in Richmond, and I'm lucky enough that my dear friend, who I don't get to see nearly as much as I would like, Mike Phillips, has his own radio show here at the Odyssey cluster in Richmond.
And celebrity.
Phillips decided to come and join us, grace us with his presence. What up, Philly?
I'm so excited you're here. This is the hottest thing to hit Richmond since whatever the last hot thing to hit Richmond. We don't get a lot of hot things hit in Richmond around here.
I got to be honest, I can't imagine me being here makes any impact whatsoever. I did try to support the local economy by stopping at a Speedway.
Yeah.
Does that sound right? The gas station?
Sure, yeah.
One thing I love, especially like a little more rural Virginia gas stations, I have no idea the how or why or frankly even the legality, but they all tend to have like slot machines.
Yes.
Or like that weird like drop the quarter and other quarters get pushed off games.
Very, very briefly, they made the slot machines illegal, and the company came back with new machines that now you go up to the cashier, you give the cashier your money, and they go turn on the slot machine because they only made illegal machines where you put money in the machine. So now you give your money to the cashier, they turn on the machine for you, it's legal again.
That makes just
I did need to ask you.
Our finest lawyers at work right there getting after it. Yeah, the other thing about a gas station is the further you get from a big city, the cheaper fountain drinks are.
Sure.
Like, you know, you drive through rural Virginia down there, like South Boston or wherever, 69, 79 cents, that's a fountain drink. They'll load you up 32 ounces.
I was planning to come down on Saturday to go to a Flying Squirrels game. Any insight that I need to know, places I need to hit?
Hold on, Toby. If I had to guess, have you purchased tickets to the Flying Squirrels yet?
I was going to go with a buddy. Probably not, but it looks like the weather doesn't look great.
We're going to kill a couple birds with one stone here. I believe the fan here in Richmond airs every Flying Squirrels game, or most of them.
I got a stack of tickets down.
Yeah, Toby. You got to learn to ask, young man. Hey, Mike, can you get Toby and his buddy a pair of tickets for Flying Squirrels this weekend?
We are absolutely going to get him the hook.
Bang. That's how it works, Toby.
Big game Sunday. Bluey is here.
Oh.
Hold on. You and I are familiar with Bluey as fathers of children. Toby, do you have any idea who or what Bluey is?
I do know what Bluey is. I know it's a children's
it's
TV
weird
show.
That you know that, honestly.
I mean, I have young people in my family. Like, you have cousins with kids. I know Bluey. I'm not completely out on what's going on with children.
Okay. All right. Well, that's great. So Toby is going to go to the Bluey game for the Spiders. Phillips, I want to do a whole bunch of Richmond skits and bits with you. We're going to open the phone lines up at 1 o'clock to just discuss. I don't know. We're just going to do a vibe check. It's just going to be open line vibe check because the Caps is kind of making me sad. The Wizards is making me angry. But the Skins and Spain and Jaden is just such a different position because they were so awful for so long, and now they're like the apple of everyone's eye. Where are you? Knowing your perspective on all these things is always a little different than me. Where are you on Caps, Wiz, Commanders?
I am a huge hockey fan, and I am not an NBA guy, full stop. If you could flip one of those results last night, though, it has to be the lottery. You have to get the generational talent. That just changes so much for so many people, for so long. And the fact that the Mavericks get it is a kick in the teeth, obviously. But I'm curious to see this schedule. I think we both think they're going to have the maximum 6 primetime games, right? I mean, this is a team that is red hot right now, that is moving product in a league that is built to move product nationally.
Well, and I think the notion of a maximum of 6 primetime games is very much going to be tested because of the announced games now with Madrid and then the Saturday doubleheader. Neither of those are primetime games.
Those don't count.
But they absolutely both impact your practice schedule week. So, like, you know what I mean?
They will have games that they shouldn't win just because of the schedule this year. Maybe they will, right? I mean, you were on the trip, Cincy to Arizona, right? If they don't beat the Bengals, maybe that Cardinals game's different. But they're flying high. Team chemistry is high. They're good. The Chiefs last year had maybe the worst schedule of all time. They played on, I think, every day of the week except Tuesday. 15-2, got the bye. Anybody, anywhere, anytime, tap the sign, you know, fire the boys up. Everybody hates us. Nobody wants us to win. Let's go prove them wrong.
Absolutely. What do you make of this Caps?
So game one was the worst
situation.
Game one was the worst game of the five. I'll stand by that. They did not play well, and yet overtime, narrow loss. Even, you know, both 3 and 4, I thought there were moments where it went well. I said coming into the series, if they can beat the Canes, they can win the Cup, because I think the Canes are a team that's built to win the Cup, and we're seeing that night in, night out. They know how to play playoff hockey. They're not going to, and that's, you know, that's not reason for discouragement. I mean, this is a team that exceeded expectations, is going to be right back here next year. Goalie who stood on his head with nothing to show for it, but a goalie who stood on his head in most of those games, and Logan Thompson. I feel the future's bright right now. I'm not discouraged at all coming out of this. That's a Cup caliber team they're playing, and even going into the third last night, JP, I felt the twinge of optimism deep down inside that as a DC sports fan, it got snuffed out. That's what happens. But I felt like there's a path to victory here.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at this team, it feels like they've done a really good job of retooling where even if they don't go on to win the Cup this year, there's at least still hope for this team going forward. Even after Ovi's done, you got one more year, it seems like, with Ovi here, but I mean, I think that this team is going in the right direction. It's just a little bit disappointing when you have this special of a year to get so thoroughly outplayed by Carolina.
Totally. It's and, you know, Ovi got the goal last night, which was rewarding. But all of a sudden, it seems like John Cross has got to be hurt, right? Like, it just seemed like, I wonder if his back's getting to him or just something is going on there, because it just seems hard to believe the series he's putting together.
Yeah. Can I give you my take?
Sure.
You're closer to this than I am, so I want to hear your thoughts on this. But I was at a couple. I've been at a couple of the games. I think there's less juice around this team than there's been maybe in any playoff series or playoff season.
Around the Canes? Like the Caps, Canes specific?
No, the Caps, period. The tickets to the home games have been going on StubHub for $40, $30, $35 mm-hmm. closer to game time. I think there was so much OV hype in the market and deserved, but I just feel like there's less juice around this team than there's been in
because
a traditional playoff series.
Because they maybe peaked with the chase for Gretzky?
In terms of fan interest. Not the team itself. The team's playing hard. But in terms of fan interest, it just felt like the building wasn't as rocking as it usually is in the playoffs.
That's interesting. I know, I guess it was game one of the Canes series felt a little off.
It did.
Now, I don't think the games against Montreal did. I wonder if there wasn't some level of angst about, damn, Carolina. And, like, and you could talk yourself into this, into, okay, well, you know, the three of the four games in the regular season were with Lindgren and not LT. There's a lot of ways, you know, I think various guys were hurt at various times, but the Caps were probably at their best in, like, December and March. You know what I mean? They were not at their best at the end of the year. And you're right. The as awesome as it is and was, the Ovechkin-Gretzky chase took some air out of the room. Like, that,
you had people,
that was so massive, it required a lot of attention.
You had people buying $500, $600, $700, $100 tickets traveling to New York. Those are the people who you count on to lift those ticket prices in the postseason and bring that enthusiasm. And it's tough to get going twice in 1 year. Yeah, you know, we're all living on budgets here, JP.
We sure are. and I think, I don't know, I don't want that to be the case, but I do wonder if casual hockey fans were so spent on the Ovi chase that when the playoffs came around, it was like, oh, there's still more there.
They did their hockey time for the year. They watched their hockey. They attended their hockey. I don't think it's a permanent thing. I think this is a young core that's brilliant.
I think they could be really good. Apparently, Protas's little brother might be even better. Like, yeah. There's a lot to like. All right, here's what I want to do. I don't know how long you can stick around, but I'd like you to stick around.
On it, yeah.
Toby, are you good with phones at 1 o'clock? I think you.
Yeah, let's do it.
We'll have you run the phones. Okay. Just because you're there and can dial them up, whatever. When we come back, though, Phillips, I have now worked at 3 Odyssey stations. like, I obviously only work for WJFK 106.7 The Fan in D.C., but I've physically gone to work at WFAN in New York City.
Okay.
At WJFK in D.C.
I was wondering if the team counted, but that's separate.
What do you mean?
980. Surely you've been on there, too.
Yeah.
But have you done WIP in Philly?
I have gone on with them.
Okay.
I mean, do a show from their
studios.
You're
here.
I am here. Pros and cons to all of them. We're gonna run through some of the pros and cons between the Richmond facility, the D.C. facility, and the New York facility when we return. What I can tell you, though, as I sit here in Richmond, Virginia, I can open and close my garage door as I damn well please. I can do that thanks to the MyQ app and with a LiftMaster garage door opener installed by the pros at Door Pro America. Seriously, I could just randomly open my garage door right now sitting here in Richmond waiting on Uber Eats. And that is not something everyone could say. But if you'd like to say it, call the folks at Door Pro America. Honestly, they were great for us. I had an old, crappy, super loud garage door. They came in. They showed us a ton of different options, helped the curb appeal of our house. We went from an old, kind of rusted out white garage door to a really sleek black garage door with these really cool windows. It looks way better. And the MyQ app, being able to open that thing when you're not around, say you got to let a contractor or somebody into the house, man, makes a huge difference, especially with kids. You're always forgetting something, or somebody has to drop off a tennis racket or a book or something. It's super helpful. Door Pro America is based locally in the DMV, serving the area for over 50 years. They can do it all. Maybe you just need maintenance or repair. They can do all that, or they can do a brand new installation like they did for me. Call today. You can save $60 on a repair or $150 on a new garage door. 877-DOOR-PRO. That's 877-DOOR-PRO. Tell them J.P. Finley sent you. And you can check them out at DoorProAmerica.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country. And the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. In 10 minutes, Jeff's going to push the button. We're going to open the phone lines up. 800-636-1067. Does the excitement of the Commanders outweigh the disappointment of last night with the Caps losing, going down 3-1, the Wiz getting just the hose job in the NBA draft lottery that may or may not be rigged and probably isn't, but damn, it's hard not to think it is. We're going to answer those questions. But before we do, all right, I have now done full radio shows from the New York WFAN studio, the D.C., obviously the home field, the prison cell there on Half Street, and then down here in Richmond on Bassey Road. The hell's the name of this place?
Yeah, you're here.
All right.
You're living it.
Mike Phillips joining us, MP on the mic down here in Richmond. Toby Altizer holding it down in the Navy Yard. You guys want to guess my Odyssey Station power rankings, New York, D.C., Richmond?
Yeah, I'll guess.
Go ahead.
I think New York is one. I think Richmond is two, but probably because you might have it even slightly competing just because you couldn't find it. But three, JFK, because you work in the prison cell studio and not the junkie studio.
Toby, you know me well, buddy. Listen, New York WFAN stands on its own. I don't know that I could be a full-time New Yorker. There's just so much going on there. I'm not sure it's for me, but I really enjoyed doing whatever I did there 3-4 days. But Toby, where you may be wrong, the studio is not that big of a deal. Granted, the studio we do our show from sucks, but even if it was the junkie studio, Navy Yard is the problem. The traffic is the problem.
True.
Like, here's what I can tell you about Bassey Road here. Technically, we're in Henrico, Virginia.
Nicely done, Henrico County, yeah.
You know what they have?
Parking.
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 Yo, they got ample parking. And you know how much it costs, Toby?
Zero.
Zero. And I'm going to make some funnies about this place, though. So, you know how at our place, I don't know when this started happening, but at the Odyssey Studios in D.C., they've started playing music of the various stations, like, throughout the office.
We do that?
So, I was in, like, if you go to the kitchen in D.C., they're playing, I feel like we get a lot of El Zol in the kitchen.
Yeah, I think it was playing El Zol when I got some water just a little bit ago.
But then sometimes you go to the men's room and they're playing PGC, and it's like a throwback beat that I'm into, whatever, right? So I went to the men's room here in Richmond, and they were playing the Junkies. And I was like, cool. Now, in D.C., it's like piped through the speakers in the ceiling. Here in Richmond, I was just hearing, you know, Johnny Cakes talk because I was washing my hands. I just thought it was normal. And then I realized they had a clock radio in the corner just playing the radio.
That's awesome.
But you know what else they have here, Toby?
What's that?
Cutlery. They have plastic knives and forks. They have cups here. They had those little, like, styrofoam white cups. You know what's impossible to find in the DC studios? A cup. Like, any sort of drinking device whatsoever.
I will say, it's gone up a notch since we added the new ice machine out here in DC. That ice machine is dope.
What's the ice machine budget down here?
It's a freezer ice machine. So, you know, the fridge freezer has the little push it in, get the ice. So it's not like the pellet ice machine is the king of the ice machines. We don't have that.
So we do have a pellet, but our fridges might also make ice. They're just so – the fridge here is empty. It looks clean and empty. Does somebody actually clean that thing out?
Yeah, there's a monthly date. Like, if there's stuff in the fridge, not anymore after that date.
To be fair, there's nothing in the fridges here because Rooster is eating all the stuff in the fridge.
Rooster just goes through like a maniac. You know what? Landfill, would you consider it a pro or a con that I am approximately 200 miles away from Rooster?
Oh, that's tough. I don't know that that's enough distance.
Landville, would you rather work in Richmond with plentiful...
Yes. Yes. Yes.
How far is your home to Richmond?
Me?
Yeah, you.
Around like 3 hours.
Could we petition CK to work here?
I think we should do it.
I often have trouble making it on time to Navy Yard from my home in Bethesda. A daily Bethesda to Richmond commute might be tough.
Might be a problem.
I mean, really, we should just have like a station out in Ashburn and we just do it from there.
Dog, I would kill for a station in Ashburn. Philly, how have you adapted to, I mean, you're doing a lot now because I'm not sure everybody knows about the Richmonder. Tell them about that.
Yeah, it's a local news site. So it says the newspaper shrinks and stops doing local news. We created a website. It's a nonprofit to fill that gap and tell the local story. So I edit that in the afternoons. I'm in here in Odyssey in the mornings and enjoying that Richmond quality of life, cost of living. Still get a beer here for $2 at certain bars, JP.
That's crazy. Dude, you know what I got gas for this morning? I think I was in the Petersburg area.
I'm going to say about $2.75.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. $2.75 for gas.
Not too bad.
And you're not lying. They had all sorts of cheap sodas and stuff. A lot of, I'll confess, I like a lot of Southern food. I have a lot of family from North Carolina. But like boiled peanuts,
no.
Not for me.
Oh, that is a hard no for me. Yeah.
I don't even really, what is it? Peanut soup?
It's mushy. The texture is bad. The flavor is bad. I'll do regular peanuts. We'll go to the ball game. We'll hit some peanuts.
Love peanuts.
Yeah, but the boiled peanuts, that is a show.
Where are you on boiled peanuts, Toby?
Never had them, and hearing your explanation, I don't think I ever want to try them.
Okay. Well, that was a thorough rebuke. What about you, Landfill?
Absolutely not.
I wouldn't have anticipated you to be so thoroughly negative on boiled peanuts.
Yeah, they're disgusting.
Jeff, where would you rather work, Richmond or D.C.?
I love D.C.
How was parking for you this morning, sir?
Yeah, to be fair,
D.C. parking.
Yeah, to be fair, he finds free parking, too.
That's true. It ain't plentiful, but Jeff does find free. Well, find is relative. Perhaps make your own free parking spot. All right, we're here in Richmond. Time to open the phone lines up. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. How we feeling, D.C.? Caps, Looked like that road is about to run out. Wiz got hosed by the NBA. Yet, the sun's going to shine on the Commanders. They're going to Spain. Phone lines are open. Taking your calls next.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.